thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And raising a family in our world today can be challenging for many reasons, but one of the most prevalent is knowing how to instill good values in your children when they see so many different types of value systems around them. And we hope that they will come to know and love the Lord and keep His commandments, but it helps to do that when you have the guidance of experts who have been there before. And the Mormon Channel is coming out with a new series called Gospel Solutions for Families, where child psychology and behavioral experts will weigh in with LDS leaders on practical tips that can help you raise your family in faith. And producer Irina Danielson joins us today to discuss it. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. So why do you think a video series like this is needed right now?
You know, I think that we are mothers and fathers just trying our best, and our kids are being hit on all different sides with temptations, and it's in the media, it's with their friends, it's in the conversations that they have, mm-hmm. sometimes with other family members. And I think as an intentional mother, I want my kids to be rooted in faith. And so whatever I can do to strengthen myself so that I can then pass it on to them, I'm willing to do. And I think that's what this new series does. We draw on personal experiences from auxiliary leaders, which for me has been such a relief to know that they've had some of the same struggles that I've had.
Yeah.
Prophets and apostles have had the same struggles that I've had. Mm-hmm. And helping me to see even families in the scriptures have had these struggles. And so just being able to learn from people who have been there and have experienced it and can share a wise word or two on some of these issues and problems that we're dealing with today. Some of them are not unique. So being able to arm parents with the information that they need to be better. I think we are all trying to be better with the new year. I know we make New Year's resolutions. And if one of your resolutions is, I just want to reach out to that one child better, I think there's an episode for that parent. We tackle a lot of relevant things that I think will bless the lives of those who watch and listen to this series.
And going back to what you were saying about getting this advice from auxiliary leaders, it's so refreshing. I think sometimes we hear in conference about apostles or prophets or other leaders who talk about fights that their children have had and how they were able to come to some sort of agreement. That's so refreshing to hear that, you know, I think sometimes you can feel like, oh, my children are the only children that pull each other's hair or that do these awful things. But everyone has that kind of an experience. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to hear from parents who've been there before and to know how they overcame and how they were able to come together and use those experiences to strengthen their family and then share that advice with us. So what sort of topics will be covered on the show?
So our first episode out in January is how to teach the ideal in less than ideal circumstances. And this really applies to the family that maybe you're divorced or you're a widow or you're a single parent. And sometimes it's hard to teach the Lord's pattern of families when you're just not living in that ideal, perfect family.
Yeah.
And we're joined by Sister Carol M. Stevens, first counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency, and Dr. Liz Hale, a licensed psychologist, to talk about just how those situations don't have to define who you are and who you become, and that this life is all about becoming. Mm-hmm. And trials and tribulations, that's part of how we become something more. And so they really, in an honest way, talk about personal experiences with divorce and with children who have made choices that are different from maybe what they were taught, and give really practical advice of how you can navigate that teaching the ideal in less than ideal circumstances. We also talk about how to talk to your kids about intimacy, dealing with kids suffering from anxiety or depression. We're tackling how to talk to your kids about pornography, when to do it, how to do it. And then, you know, some topics, living without guilt when your child chooses a different path. And then also real practical ones of how to teach your kids that scripture power is real. You know, just kind of how do you make your scripture study better? How do you help your kids to recognize what the Spirit feels like? And so we're talking about an array of lots of things, but we have great experts and who have been able to give us some professional tips, and then auxiliary leaders who lend their personal experience and makes it feel like if they can do it, I can do it too. And that's what I think is really great about this series.
Well, and these guests on your show, they are LDS that are speaking about this, but it sounds like these topics can be applied to a wide audience.
Mm-hmm.
These are issues like talking to your kids about intimacy and pornography or how to be independent and make good choices on their own. Those are things that I think any parent anywhere would want some advice on, because mm-hmm. those are challenges that we face, whether you're a member of the LDS Church or not.
Agreed. Taming technology in the home. I mean, I think mm-hmm. all of us have these battles of how much is too much screen time? Should
right.
I, you know, help, you know, take them away from the video games? And so we tackle that with a family researcher and therapist. And so I think that there are lots of good topics that anyone could gain some practical help in.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not a mom yet, but you mentioned that you are a parent and you try and be, I liked what you said, a mindful parent, a present parent. What are some things that you've learned as you've been producing this series?
You know, one of the things that I struggle with is finding the right balance. And we have an episode all about balance and talking about priorities and just filling yourself so that you're able to take care of others. I think sometimes as busy people, we feel like we have to do everything and we try to do everything and then we just burn ourselves out. And so,
and then that mom guilt sets in.
Yeah. And so we have an episode that specifically talks about that mom guilt mm-hmm. And how you can get rid of that. We were joined with Sister Linda K. Burton, the General Relief Society president, to talk about putting the joy back in service, because how many times do we feel like I just can't give one more thing? And she just kind of put that topic in a way that made me feel like if this is the best that I can do at this moment, that's the best that I can do at this moment. And mm-hmm. it's all okay. And mm-hmm. so I have left every taping with this renewed sense of I can do this.
Yeah.
It's not impossible to be a great parent. I think marital status, job status, all of that doesn't matter as much as loving your kids and loving their friends and loving the people around you. And I think that's the message that we share with each of these episodes, is how to do that in a real way. So it's mm-hmm. been really helpful for me. If not for anyone else, it's been really helpful for me.
Oh, that's great. And I think parents are a group of people that might get overlooked sometimes. And they're a group of people that we do need to focus on, because they have that hope that they can bring good people into the world. And with their training at home and the love and the examples that they share for their kids, they are making the world a better place for tomorrow. And they absolutely need our love and support and awareness of their situations. And like you said, there's families look different all over the world. There's, of course, an ideal model, but there's single parent homes, there's non-traditional families with grandparents raising children and everything in between. And it's really nice that the LDS Church is aware of that and is able to address these needs with this new program. So be sure to tune in to Gospel Solutions for Families, and it will be airing the first and third Wednesday of every month. You can access those episodes on mormonchannel.org. We want to thank Irina for coming in today and sharing your thoughts with us. And we're going to close our episode with a quote from LDS President Thomas S. Monson. And he said, "Children learn through gentle direction and persuasive teaching. They search for models to imitate, knowledge to acquire, things to do, and teachers to please." And of course, those teachers, the best teachers they have, are their parents. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.